Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello friends, this week we are studying the subject of holiness. The word holiness means purity or undefiled. It also means set apart or consecrated to God. God has called each and every believer to live a life of holiness. And that is a word that is not a popular word in our current generation, because we live in a time where uncleanness, where perversion is rampant, where darkness and gross darkness cover the earth, where it's hard to look at a billboard or a magazine cover without seeing evidence of the perversion and the state of depravity to which the world has fallen in our midst. In Ephesians chapter 5, verses 8 through 17, we see this call to living a lifestyle of holiness unto the Lord, though we may live in a very dark generation. It says in Ephesians 5, starting at verse 8, "For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of the light. For the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. And find out what pleases the Lord. Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. For it is shameful even to mention what the disobedient do in secret. But everything exposed by the light becomes visible, for it is light that makes everything visible. This is why it is said, 'Wake up, O sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you.' Be very careful, then, how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. But be not unwise, but wise, understanding what the will of the Lord is." We see from this passage of Scripture that God recognizes that we live in the middle of spiritual darkness, but God has called us to live as children of the light. And that reference to the light is a reference to the purity and holiness of God. God wants us to live our lives in the reflection of God's holiness and His light. And He wants our lives to reflect His holiness and purity, though we do live in the middle of great perversity. The lifestyle to which God has called us should have a marked difference between our own lives and the lives of the rest of the world, because uncleanness and wickedness in many forms has become well accepted in our generation. The life of a Christian should be remarkably different. And yet, today, many church-going people have lives that look so similar to the lives of the unsaved that it would be hard to tell them apart. But it should not be so. God has called us to live as children of the light, representing the holy or that set-apart lifestyle that belongs to God. In 1 Peter chapter 2, starting at verse 9, it reads, "But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, His own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light." Though you may live in a nation that does not acknowledge God or encourage following after the one true God, you are still called by God to be a holy nation within a nation. Because you've been called out of darkness into His light, God has called you to be set apart to Him. In Exodus chapter 28, we see that God set apart or consecrated Aaron to be high priest unto the Lord. And in verse 36, we find that a special inscription was to be carved on a gold plate that was going to be attached to Aaron's headpiece or the mitre that he wore on his head. And the wording that was on that golden plate was holiness to the Lord. This was a sign that God had called Aaron the high priest as consecrated and set apart to the Lord, and that his lifestyle and everything about him was to be holiness unto the Lord. God has called you to live a lifestyle of holiness unto the Lord. Though we live in the middle of a generation filled with wickedness and perversity, God has still called us to live in this world, but to not take on the world's character. Romans 12:2 says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." One way to protect yourself from becoming conformed or molded into the same image the rest of the world is molded into is to have your mind constantly renewed with the Word of God. You fill your mind with the Word of God by meditating on the Scriptures, speaking the Scriptures, reading the Scriptures, praying the Scriptures, so that your mind and your thoughts begin to be the same thoughts as God Himself. That way, you will be able to discern what is of God and what is of the devil, and you will not fall into the trap of being conformed into the world. James 1:27 tells us, "Pure and undefiled religion before God and the Father is this, to visit orphans and widows in their affliction, and to keep oneself uncontaminated by the world." We are called to live in this world, but not take on the world's character, not take on the contamination or the defilement of the world. But how do you do that? Ephesians 5:10 gives us one of the important steps. It says, "Find out what pleases the Lord." That would be step one. Find out what pleases the Lord. Holiness is pleasing to God, we know. Being uncontaminated by the world is pleasing to God. And there are many other scriptures that give indication of things that are pleasing to God. In Psalm 69, we are told that worship and praise are pleasing to God. We find out in Romans 8:8 that those who are in the flesh cannot please God. We find out in Hebrews 11:6, without faith, it's impossible to please God. So the scriptures are very revealing of the things that are pleasing and displeasing to the Lord. But 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 1 through 7, give us a very specific listing of what is pleasing to God. It says, "Finally then, brethren, we urge and exhort you in the Lord Jesus that you should abound more and more, just as you have received from us how you ought to walk and to please God. For you know what the commandments we gave you through the Lord Jesus, for this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you should abstain from sexual immorality, that each of you should know how to possess his own vessel in sanctification and honor, not in passion of lust like the Gentiles who do not know God, that no one should take advantage of and defraud his brother in this matter, because the Lord is the avenger of all such, as we also forewarned you and testified. For God did not call us to uncleanness, but in holiness." This passage tells us how to please God, and a very important part of pleasing God is abstaining from sexual immorality and living a life of holiness, not uncleanness. The second step in that pursuit of finding out how to walk in a lifestyle of holiness in this generation is found in Ephesians 5:11. It says, "Have nothing to do with the unfruitful deeds of darkness." Not only do you have to pursue the things that please God, worship and praise, walking by faith, walking in the Spirit, but at the same time you must avoid or have nothing to do with the deeds of darkness. So it's a twofold path. You avoid the things that are displeasing to God and you pursue the things that are pleasing to God. When God gives us a commandment to obey, it is for our blessing and for our protection. Psalm 1 tells us that blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. The person is blessed that obeys God's word and avoids the path of the sinful. The second part of why God gives us certain commandments is for our protection. Proverbs 4, verses 14 to 22 gives us a very strongly worded warning about avoiding the path of the wicked. It says, "Do not walk in the way of evil, avoid it. Do not travel on it, turn away from it, pass on. For they do not sleep unless they've done evil. And their sleep is taken away unless they make someone fall." And it goes on to say that the path of the just is like the shining sun that shines ever brighter unto the perfect day. This warning to avoid the ways of evil and pursue the path of the just is an admonishment from the Lord for our own protection. If you avoid disobeying God, your life will be protected. When you insist on disobeying God, you bring on a flood of difficulty, problems, and consequences. God wants you to live a lifestyle fit for the King, a lifestyle of holiness unto the Lord. That's all the time we have for today. This is Rita Langland. Have a victorious week.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com, or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.